I'm not even started, and I'm not even happy about this. Howdy, friends. Greg Bilby here.
Gilby in the house.
Like, I'm still trying to get
Gilby
over
Gilby
social media post. Stop. Welcome to the Lyrics and Last podcast, brought to you by Luke Andrews of Remax Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistake Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from
all of Luke's mistakes
and his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. On Lyrics and Last, we recite and discuss amazing country lyrics in an attempt in converting our non-country music loving friend Kenny into a fan tonight. May not be the one, but is it ever really the one? Classic country tonight. From Roger Miller, You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd. It's episode number 94 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
Knuckle down, buckle down. We're about to do it, do it, do it.
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
Present and accounted for and looking forward to the yes from Mr. Kenny.
And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
I was with mutual friends when Joe sent to the group text that this is what we were doing this week. I literally asked them, are they messing with me? Is this actually a song or are they making stuff up now?
Number one in five different charts.
That's a lie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, not a number one song, not top 10, not top 20.
Oh, maybe so as successful as our podcast.
30, yeah.
Close. Okay.
Yeah. Fair.
But Roger Miller did say this was one of his favorite songs he ever wrote.
Okay.
I get why. It's a great song.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd.
Guys, we are burying the lead.
We are burying
the lead. What are we doing? We're recording at our office
mm-hmm.
tonight.
Yep.
Last year at this time, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. well, it would have been really the 17th of February.
Sure.
We were at Greg's. We were at Studio B.
Studio mm-hmm. B.
In Greg's basement.
Mm-hmm.
When Jennifer came down.
She did.
Greg's wife.
Yep.
And surprised us.
Graced us.
Yes. Blessed.
Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
All the words.
Yep. Ordained us.
Well,
I don't know.
And brought down hot fudge cake. For all of us.
If there's anything I want to be a minister of, it's hot fudge cake.
For Greg's birthday.
Greg's birthday, yeah.
And now, a year later, we're recording at the office, and Jennifer brought us hot fudge cake for Greg's birthday. Can we get a applause?
Do you have an applause button?
Yeah,
there?
Can we get that one?
There it is.
Jennifer, you can't hear it, but it sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's like, yeah. There's so many people cheering.
It is stadium support.
I mean,
support.
It was a loaded thing because I was in the office today, and Kenny divulged the information that you guys have been talking about it for the week.
Wait a minute, Greg.
Trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Are you telling me that Jennifer did not arrive here at our office mm-hmm. at almost
10 o'clock?
Oh, my. Almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday evening of her own accord.
Right. Yes, pretty much.
It was set into motion some other way.
Right. Yes.
Oh.
How was that? I missed that. How was it?
Well, our grocery list, mm-hmm. our online list, which, you know, we're not sponsored by that company, so I'm not going to mention them. Jennifer didn't place that. So she was like, hey, sorry, I didn't order groceries tonight. I'm like, all right, it's fine. I said, well, you know, I was brought up at the office today that apparently Kenny and Erica Joe have been discussing how they can work a master plan to get hot fudge cake for my birthday.
That's cute. Did you see what he did there?
Yeah.
It was brought up today.
Because he didn't want any.
Yeah, it was brought up today. Today is Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We have been talking about this all week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
The Super Bowl was Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first conversation of the work week Monday between myself, Joe, and Eric, you know, the ones that are in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to let that sit for a minute.
Yep. That's great.
We
Some
immediately
of us have to work outside of the office.
Like we all right, yeah, there was a Super Bowl.
You know, the people that have desk jobs, not the person that has to go get on a man lift at a construction site.
I told you if you joined this team, you would move up in the world.
And I did. Like 30 feet.
No, but seriously, Monday following Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
we didn't talk about the game. I came in, Joe said, you know what this week is? Nope. Greg's birthday is Thursday. We're recording on Wednesday. And then we began to plot a plan
mm-hmm.
as to whether we should shift our recording night to find ourselves in Studio B on Thursday so there would be hot fudge cake, or if we could position ourselves for it to be here tonight on Wednesday.
Well, I do remember on Tuesday there was an ask of, hey, where are we doing the podcast on Wednesday? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, after our regularly scheduled taping that we do on Wednesday night, our bourbon raffle, I said, well, we normally do it in the office. And Kenny, you said, well, I mean, you have the equipment, so wherever you feel like we can do it.
It's really up to you,
where
man.
Did that come from? Because every week it's here. So look, moving forward to today, and with setting up here by the counter, I was like, okay, I know where that play came from.
I'm not even going to lie. I panicked this afternoon, guys. Like, Greg came in. I knew, like, it was go time. So I put it all there, out there. I was like, look, Greg, there's been a lot of conversations this week when you haven't been in the office, and they've all been about hot fudge cake.
Which begs the question, like, we answered it earlier, like, Jennifer's not blind. I mean, she worked her way through all this hot fudge cake with ease. So, what does she see in Greg?
Anybody in the four of us that can make that comment, you're probably number three.
I mean, how did you get such a sweet lad? What do you have on Jennifer?
I don't really
Jennifer,
know.
Clap twice if he's holding you against your will.
So...
I knew it. So,
I mean, we still haven't figured out your situation. Somebody here kidnapped their fiance.
Yeah, Kenny, why did you do that?
So, I mean, that's...
I'm here, anyway, and it's my
I've not figured it out yet, but I'm okay with that.
My wife's birthday. I'm still here.
I appreciate your commitment.
Well, it's only because I heard it was hot fudge cake.
Yeah. At one point, the conversation was, well, why are we working through the middleman, Greg?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just his birthday.
Yeah.
But the keys to hot fudge cake are with Jennifer. So then we thought, well, we could just call her direct. I mean, one of us have to have her number. And then we were like, well, you know, we could just kind of call her and say that, and then she'd do it, and that makes us terrible people.
But then I said, we're already terrible people.
Well, based on conversations.
So at the end of the day.
Based on conversations we have at our house around the dinner table, she already knows that you guys are horrible people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fair. But at the end of the day, would you rather be terrible people with or without hot fudge cake?
That's a great point.
There you go, man.
You know, it's a nice plug you had.
It's like we've all already murdered this week, so why not have hot fudge cake, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I actually got a bonus day of hot fudge cake. I got hot fudge cake the day before my birthday. But we're not celebrating with family until Saturday. So there's a potential of maybe three.
Oh.
Are we still talking about hot fudge cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see you there Saturday.
Yeah. So what time Saturday?
Yeah.
What time?
It's like 8 in the morning we do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've been known to eat hot fudge cake
for breakfast. Yeah.
So.
They say it's the breakfast of champions.
Yeah. It worked out good.
Could be the lunch of champions, too.
Yeah. Last night, just changing notes, Eric talked about murdering, and it made me realize that we committed podultry.
Yeah, we did. We did.
We were on another, Eric and I were on another podcast last night.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to break that news after you had hot fudge cake.
Oh, really? Please tell me it was about the halftime show.
No.
No.
It was, let's see. We're tied to a lot of things Elizabethtown.
Uh-huh.
We were all in Elizabethtown's Lifestyle magazine.
Yep.
And then
some of us got in on the skin of her teeth.
We're in, yeah.
That is true.
That is true.
It was weird. Like, they got in by knowing us, right?
We're too short. Who can we add?
Two dummies.
If only there was a couple we could just use.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes.
And then they thought, well, we'll let these guys in because they'll promote it. Yeah. Got them.
So.
But we were on the Elizabethtown podcast.
That's right.
There's an Elizabethtown podcast?
Yes, you're hearing about it here.
There's
so maybe you all would get in by the skin of your teeth.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our good friend Zach.
Because I'm on there next week.
Yeah, exactly. It's maybe someday, Kenny, you can be part of the Elizabethtown podcast.
Wow, ouch.
We were episode 3.
Fair, I went to county school.
For the record. But it's the Elizabethtown podcast, and we went on there last night. Had a great time with Zach. Appreciate him, Zach Alexander. And somehow, which you're going to be shocked to learn this, but Eric talked about murder.
I did not talk about murder.
Sorry, it was
I didn't even really talk about death. He asked, how did you all acquire a casket for your show? And I said, well, Grandma wasn't using it anymore. She'd been in it for like 5 years. So Joe and I, two shovels in hand, thought, well, we just gained a casket.
I might post my own mind a few weeks.
Something tells me that podcast not gonna make it to 90.
Well,
episodes.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Did he tell you the story? So he did a podcast before called Moment.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been on that one too.
Yeah, we were on.
Yeah, the last episode before he canceled it was me.
Oh wow, this one's ending next week.
So when he called me,
and he's invited you back already.
Yeah, and he called me and said, "Hey, you know, I'd like to have you on the podcast. You know, I'm sorry that you know I ended up dumping the podcast after we did that last one." I'm like, "Well, you know." You sure you really want to do that? Because maybe I might be the problem.
Wow.
You're the Grim Reaper of podcasts.
I don't know what the Mesa said. I knew I needed to call you because somebody said, aren't you the one that had Greg Bilby on your podcast? But then I think, was that you two that did that?
Probably.
Yeah. Good crap. Yeah. See, now there goes some ego drops a lot right
Man,
there.
I need people.
We can get you on there.
Yeah.
He's going to be looking for people soon. It's kind of like the newspaper around here with their Mondays, man.
Which we've all qualified.
We've all been
for
Mondays, man.
Yeah, we got the jacket, the password, secret handshake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Discount on lunches on Mondays.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? Huh?
Isn't that how it works?
Just go in. I always carry my full page spread.
Just fold it out.
And then I unfold it and show them.
I just give everybody the secret handshake and assume they know what I'm doing, but I haven't got a discount yet.
Yeah, that's because not everyone's Monday's man. You got to carry it
around. I've gotten questioned by the police a few times.
I don't know. Based on what I've... Yeah,
there
I think
is
everybody
a tricky
has
part of that
Monday's
handshake.
Yeah.
You got to have one of those crooked fingers like I got outside of that. It's a long way back. Hey, Roger Miller... is the writer of this song.
And tonight's made-up song.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
Why can't you? Has anyone tried?
Yes. Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, but...
How do you do?
Not well.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Can I just say, we're 12 minutes into this podcast, and my wife is not asleep yet.
Wow.
That's a good point.
This is the first time in 94 episodes
so
my wife
is
not
making her move
she is
toward
leaving.
The door. She's like, all right.
We listen to the podcast in the car going from point A to point B. She is asleep halfway through the podcast.
I would have said no amount of alcohol could get me to sit here, and I would have left.
We are the melatonin of podcasts.
Yeah. Yep, that'll do it. I'll be asleep when you get home. Yeah. So,
Thank you, Jennifer.
We appreciate it. Have a good night. Be careful.
She's a doll, baby.
That she is.
Man. I don't care what you say about her, Greg.
Yeah. Song did not chart.
No, but it's a great song.
It is. And it was not even released early in the album.
No. It's on the return of Roger Miller, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me curious. Where else can you not roller skate?
It'd be hard to roller skate on ice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why they do ice skates.
Yeah.
On an expressway.
On an expressway. Mm-hmm. On stairs.
Ugh. Mm. You can't roller skate in a podcast.
You can roller skate in Radcliffe.
You can.
Did you guys go to that roller skating rink a lot as a kid? Mainly speaking to... or Greg, did they have one in Fairdale?
We had one in Okolona. Skate World.
Did you go?
Dude, I frequented the all-night skates. The 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. all-night skates?
I would go, but... spoiler alert, I was real skinny and about the same height I am now in middle school, and I looked real weird on skates, so I just went to unsuccessfully pick up chicks.
It was a long way down.
Yeah.
I don't remember roller skating being a big part of my social activity.
No. I was there.
Yeah?
Yeah, we used to go quite a bit. I've actually been not that long ago. And it pretty much looks the same as when I was a kid.
Okay.
Not a lot has changed.
Were you a good skater?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, there are multiple roller skating options in Radcliffe.
They have the skate park, right?
Well, and Blazers.
Oh, that's right.
Has a skating rink in it.
That's more my speed because it's a lot smaller.
Yeah. So Blazers is a
bounce house
indoor Funtopia that I did not know had roller skating.
Yeah.
And it's like blacklight roller skating?
I think so.
Yeah. So it's definitely smaller.
It's a lot smaller than a regular place.
So Monica Lewinsky shouldn't go there.
Okay.
What? I don't know. Should I beep that?
I don't even understand it.
I mean, we'll have to...
I'll mark that 15 minutes in. We'll decide if that has to be beeped when we decipher that. Yeah.
Again, people are listening to our podcast and find themselves lost on Wikipedia.
Are you meaning like Tonya Harding?
No. No. Anyway, speaking of Tonya Harding.
Yeah, I don't want to explain the joke.
I went to Iceland. And not the country, the place that you skate in Louisville. You'll remember Iceland?
Ice skating, yeah.
I don't know if it's still there or not, but it was not a good roller skater, but I thought ice skating looks fun. You fall, you're going to slide, it's ice.
But correct me if I'm wrong, the weird thing is Iceland in Louisville,
yeah.
Roller skating, Greenland, ice skating.
Yes, that's correct. Iceland was ice skating. It was ice skating.
A lot of people get that confused.
So what they don't tell you is when you get there, they just give you skates, and unless you specify that you want hockey skates, they give you
figure
skates that have the little teeth in the front, so you barely pick your foot up. You like face plant. And I think they do it on purpose because they're like, hey, you know, we're giving these lanky dudes figure skating skates, and they're gonna fall down. No joke. I've never been before. I'm sitting down. They've got like these bleachers right outside because it's really like they do hockey and stuff there. So it's really like a hockey rink and there's bleachers and stuff around. I'm there trying to figure out how tight I need to lace these things. And this dude is gone one lap, is terrible, and is coming in. And, you know, they have the little door that you walk out of. And he's coming towards that and he slips and falls and catches his knee right in the corner where the wall meets the ice. And compound fractures his leg.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And I just took my skates off and said, I'm going to watch from the warm seats. Like, that was enough. Like, paramedics come, like, the whole deal. And this dude is messed up. And, yeah, I didn't skate.
My one trip to Iceland was as a kid, and a girl fell, and then someone skated over her fingers.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the carnage.
Take them off? It wasn't a clean break, or like didn't take them off clean, but there was blood everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we were done skating.
Now, I think I know why that place is closed, because my story is we went with some friends and we get there, we get our skates on, we all go out there, and a guy by the name of Philip falls immediately. And when you hit your head on ice, it's an instant like egg on your forehead. And we all looked at each other and went, well, that ended quickly. And we all just turned around, packed Philip up and left to take him to the hospital. So I guess maybe I'm going to guess that Iceland is not open.
Yeah, maybe their liability insurance didn't get renewed.
That's funny because like the only trip I can remember up there was in college. A group of us went. There was no carnage. Nobody was hurt. My most distinct memory of that night, it was the first time that coming back from Louisville, we took the Joe Prather.
Okay.
And I just remember
it was a road, a highway.
Right, a highway. It was a new connection from the interstate over to Radcliffe. We probably came back to go roller skating. Sure. See, ice skating didn't go well. But I just remember thinking, that road's long. Like, that was my first experience. Oh, my gosh, why is that so far? But, yeah, everybody survived the ice skating okay.
So you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd, and we can't ice skate. So I can't
in anything, yeah.
So we don't want to do the show at some point from the roller rink?
I mean, I'm fine to do it. I'm not bad.
We keep talking about taking this show on the road, and we've yet to do it other than the fair.
I got us in the fair.
And I think if we are going to take it on the road, the last place I want to go is a roller skating rink.
Okay. Well, we need to start putting places down.
Let's
road
do it.
Shows are big.
Yeah.
Right? Do a meet and greet before.
Yeah. There'd be ones of people show up.
Be as good as our autograph signing.
Wait, is this the Lyrics and Laughs podcast?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Can I sit here and listen?
Can we get a couple show up?
Maybe.
I mean, you know.
Depends on where we go, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife left as soon as so she didn't even make it through the podcast.
There are so many police cars.
I know what is going on. Something is going down.
Something is going down.
Something's big. Must be Iceland.
I was going to say, somebody's hurt on an ice rink somewhere.
So Roger Dean Miller Sr., born in January of 1936. We did lose him in October of 1992.
Ah!
Yeah. So, great songwriter. Had a very, very nice career, not just in music itself, but also as an actor. Mm-hmm. So lots of big hits, made lots of money writing songs.
He was in Murder, She Wrote. One episode.
Man, I love this guy.
And Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey.
I didn't even make that up. That is real.
I've never watched a single episode of Murder, She Wrote.
I believe nothing.
Really?
Now.
You haven't?
Did she solve murders or did she write about murders?
In Cabot Cove?
Or did she?
Oh, man. I mean, if something happened in Cabot Cove, she was all about it.
Did they catch the person ever asking for a friend?
All the time.
Oh, well. Hey.
What? There's another police there.
That's state police. Now, they must have a high-speed chase or something going on.
So should we go?
Should we go check it out? Then we'll go
Let's take it on the road. No worries, guys. We official podcast business. What's going on up here?
Are you guys journalists?
We're yes. media. We're Something media. Like we have a podcast.
Yeah.
You mentioned off air that Roger Miller won a Tony Award,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't do a lot of research this week, I will admit, but I just looked that up, and it was for Big River, which is. Based off the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I've seen it. It was awesome. I remember going as a kid, not to New York. It was like on tour or whatever. But yeah, my grandparents took me. And that's a very like vivid memory for me as a kid. It was like something I really, really enjoyed.
How big was the river?
It was big.
Is it big enough for alligators to be in it?
Yeah.
So I'm not swimming across to get to my girl. Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
So do you guys know Sheb Wooley? You ever heard of Sheb Wooley?
Oh, good old Sheb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to live next to each other.
Yeah.
So. You don't know Sheb Wooley?
No.
We used to go ice skating together.
Purple People Eater? You never heard that song?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. So Sheb Wooley, that is Roger Miller's cousin's husband.
Okay.
Yeah. So they almost got to take notes on that. They would watch the Grand Ole Opry together on Saturday nights, and they always dreamed of, you know. And apparently Sheb Wooley taught Roger Miller his first guitar chords and that.
Do you know who my cousin's husband is?
Jimmy Watkins.
No. No. Do you know?
Christopher Watkins.
No. Do you know?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, that went a long way.
Thanks for having a birthday, Greg.
I don't even know where to go.
Listen. If heaven forbid, something were to happen to Greg because he's old, we're still going to eat hot fudge cake on his birthday in his memory, right?
I feel like we're establishing a new tradition.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
Yeah, and that's what this was really about.
Do we have to go to his grave, though? Because if I'm not digging up someone to have their coffin, I'm not a big fan of just being outside in general, especially at this time of year because it's cold.
Yeah. Well,
I prefer to eat the hot fudge cake
therein
inside.
Therein lies the problem this time of the year. So, Greg, if you could just make sure to die in a better part of our seasonal climate.
Oh, that would be beneficial.
Because we can do it on
his death date or his birth date still?
Well, no, I think we celebrate his death.
Whichever one's warmer.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Wow,
my wife brought you hot fudge cake.
Extra fudge cake, Jennifer. Are you celebrating something?
Oh, that was too far?
There's sprinkles?
I should have, like, spiked it.
That was an option?
Man. Oh, it'll be real fun in about 45 minutes when you guys find out your hot fudge cake had X on it.
That's how Greg got it.
Man, you had yours, too.
Yeah, that'd be a great game.
Then I'm getting a call that someone's found keys while I'm on the crapper. It's just all downhill for me.
That would have been a great play because we have one bathroom in this office.
Yeah. Well, I'm not opposed to using that trash can right now.
Now I got keys to a place across the way. So.
Watching you run over there would be worth the money. You know.
Speaking of keys, if you've listened to our podcast before, you know that there is a prank that has been pulled on Eric where someone, a friend, has been dropping keys with his key tag that says, if lost, call this number. And how many calls have you received? This is before Christmas this started. How many calls did you receive this week, you think?
This week, I have received 3 today. And received more than that on Monday. So I'm going to say I'm up to a baker's dozen this week so far.
From what regions?
Mainly here.
I heard one from across the office today. There was no small talk. There was no,
I cut the person off, actually.
Like the person is explaining, and Derek's just like, I'm being pranked. Yeah. Throw them away.
Everyone, and they're so nice. Yes, sir. This person says, yes, sir, can I speak? Well, it doesn't have a name on here. It just says, if lost, please call. Have you been to the, listen, thank you for doing the right thing. However, someone has pranked me and you can just throw those keys in your hand in the trash can. And everyone always doesn't know how to take it. They're like, well, but they're keys that go to something. You mean you want me to throw these perfectly good keys in the trash can? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Believe it or not, they made plenty of them.
It remains the perfect prank.
It is. It's the perfect prank.
I know.
I still wish I'd have thought of it.
Well, me too.
Should we get to some lyrics? Well, it would probably require Eric actually having the lyrics up. Would be a
up
good
and thing. Ready to go.
All right. Okay. All right, Kenny.
And now, a reading.
Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. I think we stopped there.
Well,
didn't see that coming, did you?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that, Kenny?
A mind to.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you put your mind to it, you can be happy.
Okay. It's easier than roller skating. In a buffalo herd.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo
but
herd.
But you can be happy.
You can be happy if you've mind.
Okay.
This song really puts me in a good mood.
Yeah.
I really like I like Roger Miller's style. Did you ever watch the Disney version of Robin Hood?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is my favorite Disney movie.
Okay.
It's the one that like I grew up watching over and over on repeat. And Roger Miller did a lot of the music for that. The Oodalali, Oodalali, Golly, What a Day.
Okay. Oh,
such a good song.
Oodalali, Oodalali.
Yeah, that's it. You know it.
That's it.
Meanwhile, talking about buffaloes.
and he narrated it as well, I believe. But I just really enjoy his music. King of the Road, Do Wackadoo. He's got some out there songs. I think he was doing a little bit of the drugs as well. And I'm pretty sure, actually.
They say he's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's high all the time.
Yep.
He also thought everything was funny.
But he liked hot fudge cake.
So apparently random drug tests should be more prevalent in our office.
I don't know. If they get in the way of creativity, maybe not.
Or if you spike these hot fudge cakes.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be in trouble.
Wow, I ate all this hot fudge cake, and I'm just in the mood for more hot fudge cake. What did you do to this?
You know, this song, I think, is a good reminder for me.
Yes.
Because when I do this podcast, I realize that happiness is a choice.
Oh, Greg, you choose to do this podcast so you're happy.
No, I choose to be happy despite of this podcast.
Despite your circumstances.
Right. Oh. Right. I mean, you know, there are a lot of times there would be people that would walk out of wherever we're recording the podcast.
Job interviews.
Would probably be a little depressed.
Oh, but you don't have the mind to. You have the mind to be happy.
Yeah. That says a lot about you, Greg.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, Greg.
My grandparents had that same mindset.
Really?
See what I mean?
You think it's a generational thing?
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Do you see what I mean?
He sounds like my granddad.
Yeah.
I choose to be happy.
Now he's taking his belt off.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. If I could.
Now he's taking his pants off. Wait a second. You're nothing like my grandfather.
You know what? Based on what I've ate lately, if I could, I would. It'd be a lot easier.
Oh, man, and underneath his pants, he's wearing those shorts he used to wear at Sonic when he was roller skating.
I mean, the upper and lower butt. Man,
that's a callback.
Butt crack at the top, butt crack at the bottom.
Yeah, we know Greg can roller skate. He used to do it when he worked at Sonic.
That's right. Man, that's a callback from the 20s.
More lyrics?
You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've a mind to.
Can you not, though? You could potentially take a shower in a parakeet cage.
I mean, how big's a parakeet cage? Those aren't big, right?
I've seen some pretty large parakeet cages.
I mean, at the zoo.
The God House Hotel had a big one there for a while.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But it was parakeets?
Or just a bird like cage? They were birds. Parakeets, birds. There, you know.
I'll look it up. I'll look up a parakeet cage.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a bird cage. It's all in the birds that you put in it.
You can fit in it. I mean, water can get through.
Hey, look, if this is the pattern, if this is where the song is going, I want to go ahead. I just want to throw out there. I think just a real solid social media content strategy for Lyrics and Laughs would be for Eric to do all the cants from this song.
Oh, dang. That actually would be fantastic if we attempted to do all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric attempted to do all of them.
Eric needs to attempt to do all of the cants.
And based on, like, well,
that,
I would
love. And I feel like that will give us the mind to be happy.
Well, that parakeet cage one's going to make you all blush.
Hey, and I just checked. My calendar's free the next couple of days.
Okay.
All right. Oh, it just freed up.
There are some big parakeet cages, I will say. I don't know if Eric could fit into them, but we could try. We sure as heck, we can't have no in our hearts. Well,
I mean, like, I think it's an attitude.
So basically, all shove me naked into a parakeet cage and just squirt me with the hose. We count that as a shower?
It puts the lotion on its skin.
I know.
We agree that's the next road show?
Yeah, works for me.
Broken record.
You know what?
Should we call the God House first or just show up?
No, I'm thinking Hardin County Fair.
Oh.
It would fit in well. Yeah. Like in between the main event of wrestling. Like,
well, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, how many days is the fair?
Six.
Yeah, it's like 6 days of cants.
That's a really great idea.
I like it.
Yeah.
Write that down somewhere.
So you think we can get Marty to pay the booking fee?
I'm in. I'm on the board. I mean,
are we going to sell tickets to this?
I don't need Marty. I just need majority.
Okay, majority.
I can work that.
Okay.
This is going to be, when we get to, when you read the rest of these, this is going to be fantastic.
Oh, I'm pretty excited.
You don't know them.
I'm pretty excited to see it through the context because I don't.
I think we've got him.
Honestly, was asking people, did they make this up? Is this an actual song? Are they just messing with me? Do I need to be ready Wednesday?
It reminds me, like a lot of Roger Miller songs reminds me of those kind of like Shel Silverstein, like those kind of like poetic, silly word poems or songs.
Okay.
It kind of has that vibe to me. And that's just my thinking on it. But
because the guys tried to liken it to Ray Stevens, but that's true. Like parody.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
more poetic.
Yeah.
This is juxtaposition.
There we go. And he wrote, definitely some people might consider him to be like a novelty songwriter, but I don't know if, like, yeah, I wouldn't consider him Ray Stevens in that.
I feel like we should also, like, you know, Lyrics and Laughs, hashtag juxtaposition.
Yeah.
No, we can't say anything else. We used all the characters.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Get some more.
All right.
All you got to do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball glove. You can't go swimming in a baseball glove. You can't go swimming in a baseball glove. But you can be happy if you've a mind to.
Now, so after we take Naked Eric out of the parakeet cage,
yep,
skinny dipping in a baseball glove.
Yep, right there.
Yep.
Why can't you go swimming in a baseball glove?
I don't. How big? It's a small base.
I got to challenge this. I think you could put a baseball glove. Because there's two ways to take this, right?
Yeah, like, I had it on my hands, and I was, like, swimming faster head.
I think you can swim in a baseball glove that way. You're in the baseball glove. You're wearing it.
That's
the pool.
I want Eric on a high dive. I want him in a left-hand glove.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got to, like, jump in and swim a lap.
Cannonball!
I like that idea.
Okay.
So that one's one we could easily cross off.
So we got that one.
Are there buffalo, like any kind of buffalo herds around here? Like, is it like a, I know there's a.
Got it. We just have Eric slalom. Is that the word?
Sure.
We have him slalom through some bottles of Buffalo Trace.
At Buffalo Lake.
We have Buffalo Lake.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Or we could take the easy road and buy a bunch of buffalo to put on our new land.
Ooh.
And you really can't roller skate because it's grass.
There you go.
That's the part they didn't tell you about.
Hardin County's first buffalo herd coming soon.
Coming soon.
Yeah. I think there's one. I think there's an albino buffalo in Glasgow.
Oh, trying Kentucky. To one up us, I see. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they Glasgow.
We'll bleach our buffaloes too.
That's right. It's not working.
I have a budget. I don't know if I've told this during the podcast. I was officiating a wedding in Glasgow, and it was at this farm that had this albino buffalo. And it also had a camel, a zebra, and there was some other exotic type of animal. And you could go up to the fence, and the camel would, I mean, come right over. And this wedding that I was officiating, it was a friend of the family, so there were my cousins were there, and my aunt was there.
So 450 people?
Yeah, all okay. of them, yeah.
All of them people.
So my aunt is petting this camel. And my cousin and I are standing there with her. And then all of a sudden, and it almost happens in slow motion, the camel latches on to her hand. And she just looks up at us and goes, "The camel is biting me." I promise that's how it was. And I was like, I started panicking. My cousin, her daughter, is dying, like laughing so hard. She's also on blood thinner medicine. So when she finally gets it out, again, blood everywhere.
Oh, no.
She had to go get a tetanus shot?
Tetanus shot.
Yeah, afterwards. I mean, she had to go immediately to the bathroom. I mean, it was a nasty bruise
wow.
on her hand.
I can't think albino without thinking. We've shared on the podcast before that we are all part of a nonprofit organization called Give270. We raise money a couple of different ways. The Eric and Joe Show is one of our signature fundraisers.
Yeah.
We do some charitable gaming and give away bourbon every week with the Whiskey Wednesdays raffles.
Do.
But my first philanthropic nonprofit endeavor was in high school. We raised money at lunch for several weeks to save the albino warthogs.
Really?
Totally made up calls. Raised a lot of money. and had a good time. So
what did you do with the money?
I couldn't even tell you.
Statute of limitations is probably up.
Statute of limitations is probably fine. I feel like we probably spent it on extra food at lunch.
You saved that white fox behind you?
Yeah, we saved, yeah. So, I mean, you know. The albino warthogs are just fine.
And they do exist.
Okay.
There are albino warthogs.
I don't know that we knew that at the time.
But, well, yeah, apparently.
There are today because of their cause.
Yeah.
You guys brought them back.
Yeah, we brought them back. They were, like, on the brink of extinction.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kenny.
That's all our work there at the high school.
Yeah. What do you have to say about that, Greg?
I try not to.
Try not to say
it. Man. I'm slowly learning. Yeah. More lyrics?
Great, thanks.
You can't film with a kid on your back. You can't change film with a kid on your back. Sorry. You can't change film with a kid on your back. You can't change film with a kid on your back. You can't change film with a kid on your back. But you can be happy if you have a mind to.
I guess those lyrics didn't age well.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that one's challenging enough.
I don't think we could. He would have to film with a kid on his back.
Yeah, you could do that.
Change film.
Yeah, you just have to.
My kid's 20. Gavin's a pretty big kid.
He's, yeah.
Now,
how long has he got to film?
No, you change film.
Just change.
Again, that didn't age well, so we have to change it up.
Yeah, all I got to do is just throw the digital camera on the
ground. You literally can't change film with a kid on your back now because we don't have it.
Yeah, right? there is no more film.
Yeah,
and we don't have the budget to buy any of the film because that stuff's expensive
now. Yeah, but Garrett on Eric's back, that feels entertaining.
I don't know. Maybe I use one of
my
own kids.
Well, Garrett's one thing. Gavin, he's a college kid.
Yeah.
I'm fine. What, both?
Is he holding his two of the two?
Which, by the way, shout out to Gavin. Quick shout out to Gavin. So Gavin, in one of his classes, they're doing audio engineering, and during the one of the interviews for that class, as they were talking about podcasting and stuff, in his background, he used us on a tractor from the Lyrics and Laughs graphic from social media.
Oh, okay.
So today, in another interview,
okay,
for a summer job, that you know he had to dress up for. He forgot that was the backdrop and said video call until near the end when the question came up of what exactly is your backdrop?
So he got hired, right?
Actually, it worked out well. He told the story of, you know, I'm a dad and three people he know are doing a podcast on country music and blah, blah, blah. And apparently this guy does a podcast on Teslas.
Yeah.
Everyone has a podcast.
Yeah. Everybody has a podcast, right?
So, and their company has a very, very specific initiative to help kids break out of, you know, limited circumstances. Yeah.
So. And they want to save this all young the man albino a, Teslas.
Yep.
So
yeah. Just trying to give him a leg up.
All right, you want to hit more lyrics?
Yeah, one thing I will say. Mm-hmm. When my grandmother passed, she had all these disposable cameras and that she never got developed. And so I went and took them.
Good for you.
And it was so expensive. Because it is not cheap to do that anymore. And half of them were exactly what I thought. People's heads cut off. Every picture, almost, because that's how she rolled.
So wow. it was worth the money.
No,
that's half of Aunt Susie.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Ugh. Was her coffin nice?
You want it?
I mean, where again? On the hill, right?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Got a spot.
Kick the tires. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car.
Oh, we've got to do this one.
You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you have a mind to.
I feel like that one might have to be last.
I could be the king.
Eric's been wanting to do car Olympics, and this is the event you need to compete in, brother.
All you got to do is unleash a tiger.
Mm-hmm. In the Taurus.
Drive around a little bit.
In a Taurus.
Yep. A tiger and a Taurus.
What if we did it? What if it was a police Taurus and it had the cage in the back? Tiger's in the back.
That gets it done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
driving around. I got a tiger in the car.
You got to acquire one of those. You don't have one of those.
Good news, bad news. Good news, honestly, is I survived.
Like that's it. Like, if nothing else comes from this podcast, us figuring out who our guy is that can get us a tiger, that'll make it all worth it. And I think I've got a lead on that.
I was going to say, I don't have a tiger guy.
Yeah. I think I've got a tiger guy.
He's in jail currently.
So I'll have to do some searching, but a former colleague of mine in Knoxville, no joke, ended up writing a book. It was called Taming Tigers. And it was about, basically it was a metaphor, I guess, for overcoming, you know, organizational challenges and that sort of thing. But he did keynote speaking engagements. And part of it, he would have exotic animals, including tigers, on stage with him. He ended up on the speaking circuit. He was kind of like Jack Hanna, the crocodile hunter, that kind of vibe. He would go, and when there were things like that were, you know, worthy of the cable networks, he would get, you know, appearance options on that. So, yeah, I got a tiger guy. I'm on it.
Huh.
I mean, this.
Maybe it could be a tiger cub.
No. We got a
full size. Doesn't say cub.
Do you want to sell this podcast or not, Eric?
No. You with the tiger cub doesn't. No one's going to click on that. They don't
care. And that's not a part of the lyrics. No. Titan doesn't say cub.
It's you with a full grown tiger that hasn't eaten in a few days.
Have got
in the Taurus with you. Shotgun, right? Tiger's riding shotgun for sure.
Got busy that day.
I just
looked. It's busy.
No.
I guess it says Joe will fill in for me that day.
So. Nice try.
More lyrics?
All you got to do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you have a mind to.
Okay.
We talked about buffalo herds yet?
We have. Yeah, that one we did. Yeah.
Maybe we should have stopped there then.
This may be my tattoo.
Buffalo herd?
Mm-hmm.
You can't, the whole lyric?
Whole back?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm just going to keep eating.
I'll give it to
you. So, I mean, I'll have more space before too long.
So
did I mention I've got two more days of hot fudge cake?
No, clarify though. Yeah, that's right. And we need to be there.
Well, I mean, you know.
When and when.
But you can be happy. You may not, you know, there's certain things I know I'm not going to do. I'm not going to win the respect of my peers on this podcast.
I respect you, Greg.
Did you hear that? He thinks of us as peers.
See,
we're way too young for that.
So, my mama taught me respect who the
pathological, your elders. We know who the pathological liar is because Kenny and Joe are chuckling. Eric can keep a straight face. So he's the one you can't trust. Never buy crypto with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Made all you all slightly rich so far.
Really?
You haven't sold it yet, right?
We have different definitions of exactly. Slightly rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have different definitions of slightly and rich.
Yeah. But it's what it's about, right? It's motivational.
It's true.
Yeah. Again, this is great. Choosing to be happy. It's a hard thing to do sometimes. So much
you can be better. You can worry about that.
You have a mind to. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have a mind to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm having the mind to.
Yeah.
Wow. Great.
That's right.
It's a breakthrough.
You don't look happy.
Episode 94. I love country music. Canceled.
Wait, what?
What? Rock it out. It's done. That's it. Got a mind to.
Wow. We didn't even make it to episode 100.
No, we gotta make it to 100.
Oh, okay. Good.
just saying. Not gonna bother me.
I don't know. I guess tonight, what I've learned, old people can't teach you something. Thanks, Greg.
No, it's you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Not an old dog can teach you new tricks.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So to recap.
You can kiss my buffalo herd.
To recap.
Oh, Greg.
Tomorrow, Greg will be yet another year older.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer is the best person on this
Deeper
podcast.
Deeper in debt because I'm working with Eric on stuff, too.
Okay, fair. Yep. Jennifer's the best person on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric will soon be roller skating with buffaloes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What?
Showering in a parakeet
in a parakeet cage.
I like it.
Yep. Riding in a car with a tiger.
Swimming in a baseball glove.
Swimming in a baseball
glove. They're really fond of that one. Just, film. The whole.
It's just going to be fun, though. It'll be a fun visual.
Changing film with a kid on his back.
Yeah, changing film with Gavin on his back.
Yep. Yeah, and he keeps eating. He's in college.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the tiger one.
So. Okay.
And we've got one more.
Oh, there's more.
Yep, there's one more.
We were done.
Okay. All right.
I'm not particularly fond of this one. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. But you can be happy. You have a mind to. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. The end.
Just got a text from my dad.
I was going to say, somewhere Mr. Listening. Milby is so happy right now.
he's listening.
Eric's going to be standing out in the middle of the field.
Right, we've got the watermelon taken care of in the patch. We're good with that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is it close enough where your dad grows the watermelons at the camp?
Mm-hmm.
Is it close enough that Eric could cast into the river?
Yes. Wow.
There is no can't.
There's only do.
That's right.
Right.
Man.
Well, we've seen a bobcat out there. So
I mean,
this
podcast.
If we don't get a tiger, we can put a bobcat in the car.
Yeah, because they're nice.
Yeah, I'm honestly, guys, I'm fine with any wild, scary animal riding in the car with
me. No, so look, if we need a tiger, we will get a tiger.
So like, Greg can ride in the car with me?
We can get this all done at camp. So, watermelon.
Uh-huh.
Baseball gloves, swimming.
Oh, he's got to swim in the river.
Yeah.
With baseball gloves. Okay.
Right.
You got a parakeet cage out there?
We can get one. I'm sure we can make something happen.
How many?
We'll put him in the parakeet cage, so drop him in the river. We've got tomato cages. Padlock we can cut thing. Those apart and make a parakeet cage out of that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, by definition, as long as there's a parakeet in the cage is whatever, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all I'm hearing out of all this is that Greg's trying to get me to his camp naked. That's all I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah.
And it is his birthday tomorrow, Eric.
Eric, you can be happy if you have a mind to it. Quit telling me that, Greg.
What's the lotion
naked.
On skin?
I'm in a hole.
That's not something Ned Beatty said in that movie, though.
You have film in your camera. Quit taking pictures of me.
Changes out. I need more pictures.
You got to roll it up.
Greg, this isn't how OnlyFans works.
Suddenly, this isn't like a series of like video clips. It's just like one interconnected story. Right?
And I was going to say, if you think you being on OnlyFans will be profitable, I got a feeling I'm going to make more money on crypto.
No, there's somebody out there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to know them.
You know what? There you go. Add that to the list. Let's
go.
That.
Lyrics and laughs
we'll
on Instagram,
Eric
Facebook,
on OnlyFans,
and OnlyFans.
And let's see how much we make. You know what? Because you guys wanted me to grow the hair out that time. You know what? We'll put you on OnlyFans, and every bit of money you make, we'll give back to Give270 for local charities.
To Albino War Dogs.
Albino.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm going to save them.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean, do you not care about war dogs?
Not really.
Yeah, but what about the albino ones?
No. I feel like...
albino war dogs.
Yeah, are you listening?
I feel like they're brighter than the other ones, so maybe they got a better shot.
No. I don't feel like he's hearing us.
I know. Yeah. We'll talk about it in the morning. Sleep on it.
All right, so maybe you should just ask Kenny the question, and we move on, get ready for episode 95.
What do we got here?
We're at 50 minutes.
Oh, I feel like we could go another 25 or 30.
Well, we kind of wasted an hour before we even started.
I wouldn't call that wasting.
That was not waste of time.
We'll note that and tell Jennifer.
I'm talking about before
that. Listen to the podcast.
While we were waiting for the cake to get here.
I mean, all the appreciation we showed.
It doesn't matter. She's not going to make it this far in the podcast.
So. Well, Kenny, you've heard many, many things that you can't do. But one thing you can do is be a fan of country music. If you have a mind to.
I do not have a mind to.
Man. Well, good night, Fear Dome.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Probably need to have my stuff pulled up so I can read the fact that Lyrics and Laughs is brought to you by Luke Andrews of RE/MAX Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistake that Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from all of Luke's mistakes in his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. Be sure to subscribe to and rate this podcast wherever you find it. Also, check out Lyrics and Laughs on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll get sneak peeks into next week's episode and other weird content there. Just search Lyrics Laughs Pod. Don't miss the Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. It's chock full of great country tunes. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you again next week, episode number 95 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.